Welcome to the Real Estate Podcast with Deanna and Shanira, where we provide you the real estate information you want to know. I'm one of your hosts, Deanna Reynolds, a seasoned real estate attorney with years of experience helping clients navigate the complex legal landscape of property transactions.
And I'm your co-host, Shanira, a licensed real estate agent specializing in residential and commercial property. Together, we'll be your guides on this journey to empower you in your real estate endeavors.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer, an experienced investor, or simply interested in understanding the legal aspects of real estate, this podcast is for you.
It is for you. And today, we're diving headfirst into the hot topics that are buzzing around the world in real estate. It is about these lawsuits going on. So, what are we going to talk about today?
Let's kick things off with a big one, Shanira. Last week, we discussed the Burnett versus NAR lawsuit, and there was a lot of myths surrounding real estate commissions and lawsuits, and it led to a lot of confusion. Maybe not so much myths, but let's just say confusion about the general ruling itself.
Yes, absolutely, Deanna. Many people believe that real estate commission rates are fixed, right? Mm-hmm. But the reality is it's negotiable. It's an agreement. It's an understanding between a listing agent and the seller, right? Mm-hmm. And there's an understanding that in that compensation, the buyer's agent will be compensated for bringing a ready and willing buyer to purchase the property. It is communicated. Now, whether or not it is fully explained and the seller 100% understands that, I don't know, because we are not there at the table during that initial negotiation with every real estate contract. But this is what is supposed to happen.
Yeah. And you know what? What's very interesting about that particular case, and we're talking about Burnett versus the NAR, which is the National Association of Realtors, is the jury found NAR and the co-defendants liable for claims that commission rates are too high. But the NRA, their claim was that the rule prioritizes consumers and promotes fair pricing. So the whole issue of the case was that the people who filed the case, the plaintiffs, those suing, were of the opinion that they were unfairly charged a high rate for the real estate commission. They felt that the way the current structure is set up penalized them as a home seller. So they're saying, you know what, it's not fair for me as a home seller to pay the commission for both the buyer and seller's real estate agent. So most sellers probably can very readily understand why they have to pay the listing agent, who is their seller's agent. But the issue was, is did they feel like they had to pay the buyer's agent? And in doing so, did it cause, you know, a burden on the seller? Did it cause the seller to pay more than they should have? But the NRA's position was that it prioritizes consumers, because in that model, you are able to make sure that the buyer who's doing the work, or not the buyer, the buyer's agent is compensated through their efforts. And it's not so much that they're getting paid. They're being paid twice. It's just the seller sharing a portion of their commission. I think that's how I would like to describe it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so that verdict that just was ruled has been a real talking point in our industry. Like, what's going to happen from a future standpoint as it relates to how real estate is done, right? But there's more to the story. So NAR is the National Association of Realtors. They argue that the rules that were put in place was actually to benefit and to prioritize consumers and to promote market-driven pricing and competition. And it was actually put in place as a protective mechanism. And that brings us to today's main topic. So, Deanna, shed some light on what we're discussing today. So that was our topic last week. And so, but that brings us to, as a result of that, what has now happened?
Okay, so today we're going to discuss another lawsuit. It's being called the Baton 2 lawsuit. So that's B-A-T-T-O-N. So this case also touches on commission rates, but from the home buyer's perspective. So in the last case we discussed, it was more so from the seller's perspective. This case is about the home buyer. So we have a case of home buyers alleging that buyer's agents steered clients away from lower price home with lower commissions. So just if you're an industry professional, you know commission is based off the purchase price. So the buyers are asserting that their agent, the real estate buyer agent, was incentivized to show them more expensive properties because they got more money. So that was part of their argument. If these allegations are proven true, it could have significant legal and ethical implications. The suit seeks class action certification for a vast range of home buyers, covering a period from 1996 to 2023. So a class action is they're trying to gather a lot of people who they feel experience the same wrong. I mean, 1996 to 2023, that's a very wide breath. So, yes. You know, they're working on what is called this certification, which is the initial process of trying to gather the persons and certify that this is, you know, a legal group that has been harmed and has the right to sue. So we know steering buyers is a big no-no. It's concerning to think about such a practice in our industry. So again, home buyers feel like they have been harmed because the current business model incentivized their real estate agents to show them higher price homes.
So yes, absolutely. So let me just say this, like our industry is based on trust and transparency. And it's very crucial. It's crucial for buyers and sellers to understand the dynamics, right? We would pray, we would hope that that is not the case, that we're, as realtors, we're not taking our clients to see higher priced properties just so we can make more money and not listening to their needs, right? That we would pray that that's what's happening. It's just very important that you trust your real estate professional that you hire. And the lawsuit is saying that agents' actions were to protect themselves and not their clients. It was not in the best interest of their clients. And that is what buyers' agents are saying. So I am going to say, is this happening with some agents? Possibly. I hope not. Possibly. But for the most part, it's unfortunate because it is just going to put, I think it's just going to put a negative image, a negative perspective on all realtors for the actions of a few. So it's kind of unfair to most of us in this industry of real estate who truly care about our clients, who truly advocate for our clients. It's truly a disservice.
Yeah. I hate to think of, you know, a few bad apples spoil the bunch, but being in the real estate industry as an attorney, I'm very fortunate to work with some people who would never do such a thing. And it's been my experience that most people know, or most agents know, that the greater value they bring to their client leads to a better experience, leads to referrals, which leads to longevity in the business. So anyone who's doing anything in the short term, as in pushing people to higher price properties, are definitely doing it in the short term. It's not a goal, or it's not something to be applauded, because you're really pretty much, you know, shooting yourself in the foot by trying to think over the immediate money in the short term versus the longevity of your career. And aside from ethics, legally, the outcome of these lawsuits could reshape the industry practices, potentially leading to more transparent commission structures and marketing strategies, which is not bad.
No.
And it could add, you know, more clear understanding. I do think a good agent does that up front. But it's just going to require agents who aren't being as transparent or not making transparent a priority, you know, in their practice. It's going to force them to do that. And I don't think that's a bad thing. But, you know, the good thing is that we just got to stay informed. Just, you know, information is powerful, so we can adapt and become better practitioners in our chosen field, because the better we are at our chosen field, the better and happier our clients are. Shanira, what are your final thoughts?
Absolutely. So how it will ultimately shape how business is done will probably be, will provide that transparency that we talked about. I just don't know how it's going to impact us collectively. Like, for those of us who are doing what we're supposed to do, once again, I just feel like we are going to get the short end of the stick for any laws that may go down, or any, like, once again, sellers, how commission is paid and how it's split and how things are going to happen. This is just going to be, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be different. But I am going to say to the consumer, do your homework when you are hiring a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. Reviews, maybe ask for referrals from trusted people, but just do your due diligence. Do your homework. Make sure it's somebody that you can trust, that you feel like you can trust.
Yeah.
Those are my final thoughts. But how will the lawsuit impact us? I'm just praying that this will all work out where it just helps people to do things in the right order, right? That's my do things right. Really, to be driven by what it's supposed to be, making people, giving people the glory of home ownership, being that person, being that vessel to be used by God to help people to conquer their dreams and to just do the inevitable. Like, I pray it's that, and I pray it's just not just being driven by the dollar, because we know when you're driven by money, what
the
happens?
Root,
right?
Of evil is the love of money. So if you doing it for the love of money, you're in the wrong business.
Don't do it for the love of money, because you would get burned out quick if you're doing it for the love of money.
Now, don't get it twisted. We want the money. We want the money, honey. But we're not doing it for the love.
Right.
We don't put money above our morals and, you know, just being good industry practices.
So what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on that?
Girl, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's all, period. I mean, we got more information coming your way, but I think this is just a short, great touch-in. We're going to keep you all informed as different rulings come down or just different updates. So make sure you stay informed and stay encouraged. And I have been Deanna Reynolds, one of your hosts, and she's been.
And I am Shanira Carter. And we will be back.
Be back.
Next time with more insights, with expert advice.
Autumn things. Autumn things. All right. You all be safe until then. Bye-bye.